So, José, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Andres. It's a pleasure to be here, even factoring the fact that this is the fourth presentation I give in 5 days, so I will take this into consideration next time I come to Geneva. My plan is to present some basic ideas and facts related to provision of data, statistics, and analysis of trading services, inspired by the topic where non-storability is a characteristic of services. I will talk about both the trade data, but also the analysis that is done by trade. This also helps me because I'm not a trade statistician. I started my career as in the statistical agency of Brazil, but this was many years ago. Starting from the basics, I think that one of the legacy of the GATS, important legacy, was exactly the well-established way of identifying modes of service and how services are traded. Mode one, cross-border, the one that looks more like trading goods. Mode two, consumption abroad. Mode three, commercial presence. Mode four, presence of natural persons. We put here an approximate percentages of proportions of which modes are more important, and the fact that we are putting some approximations here just already suggests how the limitations that are intrinsic to this data. Commercial presence is overall the most important mode of supply, but some services, and if you are interested in measuring in analyzing one service in particular, you will have to look at other models of supply, some obvious like tourism on mode two, professional services on mode four. The challenge of with measuring services trade flows is are well known, and Ralph Peters presented in his overview in the first session the nature of this challenges. It is related to the intangible nature of services. It also has to do with the limited capacity, not necessarily capacity in terms of human capital, but certainly in terms of budgets, budget allocation of national statistical agencies, and the fact that you have to rely on dispersed data sources. Mode 1, 2, and 4 rely essentially on BOP, on balance of payments statistics, although in the case of Mode 4, very indirect measures. And Mode 3, we have to, since balance of payment statistics measure the relationship between residents and non-residents, and the Mode 3 actually talks about, as we saw before, of services supplied by establishments that are in the territory of another member country, requires some other types of data, and one of the most important, or the most important, is actually the initiative called Foreign Affiliates Trading Services, in which tries to measure statistics of services suppliers through affiliates in foreign markets. So this is basically the challenges. We shouldn't overlook the progress that has been made. A lot of progress has been made, and I'm sure that Andreas will talk about this. In terms of BOP coverage of balance of payments, definition, more precise definition under the foreign affiliate trading services, etc. So it's still a challenge, still a lot of information needed, and given the importance of trading services, as was discussed here before, I think that this is something that requires more and more work from us all. Definitely, in the case of the World Bank, and I probably can speak on behalf of the other international agencies here, we use a variety of data sources when we do analysis of services trade, and there are several databases available, and some of them are well known. I listed a few here. The services trade with the world in general, you can find information in the World Development Indicators of the World Bank, in UNCTAD Data on Trade and Services database, IMF Balance of Payment Statistics Yearbook. If you're interested in bilateral services trade, the World Bank came up with a database on trading services, bilateral trading services. I'll talk a little bit about this later. The value-added services trade, perhaps the most well-known initiative, is OECD WTO trading value-added database. The World Bank also tried to put a little bit more focus on developing countries, focusing on this export on value-added database, etc. So these are information scattered throughout different databases, but still you can find an increasingly an attempt of all these agencies to provide more information on this very important topic. In terms of general services trade, basically the most the database that we use is basically focused on modes 1 and 2, exports and imports. There are annual information in time series available for most countries worldwide. In the case of the UNCTAD data of trade and services, it's also very comprehensive in terms of time coverage since 1980 to today, include total services and 11 categories of services. And the World Bank World Development Indicators, you can find services, proportion of services in GDP, employment in services since 1960, services trade, and data collected from IMF. How we can use this information, I'm just throwing here an example of a diagnostic trade integration study that we actually completed for Burkina Faso, in which we precisely explore how services, to what extent services can be an alternative for diversification of trade and exports in the country, in Burkina Faso. And using these databases, we could actually explore the recent growth in services export in the country and measure, I guess this one, right? And measure the proportion of services to GDP and compare across countries, you know? I mean, to show how the country compares with other countries and if it is below what is expected, which is clearly the case here. For Burkina Faso, no? And of course, the second step is precisely to identify what are the components here, and this was done with a detailed analysis of transport, travel, and other services export to GDP to analyze where exactly is the country lagging behind in terms of the importance of services in the GDP, and then, of course, exploring what are the causes for this, and then the discussion about trade restrictiveness kicks in, and I'll come back to this point later. Actually, I'll talk a little bit about services restrictiveness as well. The issue of measuring bilateral service trade is extremely important. Bilateral trade is key for the profession of trade economists. We look at gravity models as one of our basic foundations of analysis of trade analysis, and we in the bank we have been working on a trade and services database that is essentially bilateral. No, it was developed by our group with a consultant who is Joe Francois and his team and colleagues, and basically it consolidates data. No, it doesn't necessarily generate new data, but consolidates multiple sources of bilateral trade data on services from the UN, Eurostat, from OECD, and global trade data, IMF. And we apply mirror techniques, basically looking at imports to identify or to refine the measurement of exports of a country to capture some of the north-south trade. You know? We recognize that south-south trade remains to a good extent underreported. But still, we try to do this, and you have information there from 1981 to 2010. Again, a word of caution in terms of quality of the data. It's not as good as merchandise goods, but still we can do some progress, and I think that we are trying here to make progress in terms of this bilateral trade data. One example again of application is a study that we did comparing to exploring the potential of linkages and complementarities in services trade between Turkey and MASREC countries, and we use a variety of indicators, and we try to benchmark the bilateral trade using a gravity model, and this is the type of application that this kind of data is useful. So again, these are examples of application, and I will not go into details, simply to show how we can use this information. The third dimension is, of course, as I mentioned, value-added services trade. And here there are two initiatives, as I said before, OECD WTO trade in value-added database, which is below, is the most complete in the sense of being well known. There will be a new release soon, if I'm not mistaken.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, I'm mistaken. I'm by a mile. With data and includes national indicators, and I won't talk about this because there are, of course I will. There are people much more capable to do this. In our case of the World Bank, we developed with Frank Coyes and colleagues based on input output tables from GTAP, measure value added exports, trying to basically to address the issue of developing economies who are our clients, right? Our main clients, and we have been using this again. An ongoing study on Ethiopia. We are exploring precisely services manufacturing linkages, and one of the hypotheses in the study is precisely to what extent insufficient services provision in Ethiopia is constraining the growth of manufacturing exports in the country. And we, through these databases, we were able to look at what exactly is the component, the services value addition to exports and to production in general in the country, and as a first stage to later identify what are the issues that are preventing that can lead to this strong relationship with services becoming a hindrance to the growth of exports in the country. I will not talk in detail about this. Okay, for the other modes of services supply, there is the data availability is not as good as the modes 1 and 2, but there has been progress, as I mentioned. The foreign affiliates trade service statistics is an important element. FDI information is also, UNCTAD has been making a lot of effort in this area, and I think that it's a proxy for sales of foreign services providers and an indicator that needs to be used. In terms of presence of natural persons, which is mode 4, data source, as I mentioned, is much more complicated. We have to rely mainly on remittances here, sometimes used as a proxy, but it's a poor substitute. We must we have to recognize that there are constraints to these data limitations. Despite the problems of measuring trade flows, trade and services flows, we also focus on restrictions, and this was addressed in the previous discussion. So we got the question before the presentation, which is great. We think that definitely, despite the problems with measurement of trade flows, it is worth analyzing and identifying restrictions to services trade. And this is what many of the agencies who are here have been doing. WTO, OECD, and World Bank are working on restrictions to services trade. One of the main issues is that they are really difficult to quantitative analysis. No, I mean, and require deeper assessment of what is going on to understand what really is restricting trade of services in comparison to trade in goods. It's basically domestic regulation which is affecting, and here there is the linkages to NTMs, and we certainly will hear about this. We are talking about domestic regulation, and we have to explore to what extent these domestic regulations are really affecting trade. Yeah? So I think that there are some information available from regulatory databases, WTO, and the services trade restricted index, both from OECD and from the World Bank. Both agencies have information on the services index. We also have field work. I will comment on this. In the case of the World Bank Services Trade Restrictiveness Index, we measure it for 102 countries, being 78 of them developing countries, again, our focus. We focus on certain policy dimensions, barriers to foreign entry and ownership, licensing requirements, restrictions on operations, and regulatory environment. And we try definitely to focus on measures that discriminate against foreign services and services providers. So the focus is on banking, insurance, telecom, retailing, transport, and professional services. Again, essentially modes one and three are covered. OECD has a similar attempt, and I think the main difference is the detail of sectors and types of restrictions covered. We can discuss this a little bit later. This has been extremely useful for our work. I mean, both databases, we have been using it to explore to what extent services restrictiveness has been a drag or not into to exports in general in the country for integration of countries in the world economy. And basically, this chart on the upper left corner shows exactly for the countries as a whole what is the relationship between GDP per capita and the SRTRI. Basically, the index varies from zero, no restriction at all, to 100, no trading services, and the relationship is clearly clearly negative with GDP. Finally, I'm closing. We also developed recently a regulatory assessment of services trade, recognizing the fact that trading services require a country-specific analysis that is difficult to get from comparisons, international comparisons. We are doing some analysis that are country-specific based on field work, of course, more expensive, but still something that we have started, no? And focusing both on regulation and governance and capturing what we could call de facto practices, trying to explore the gap between what we identify as the jury restrictions and what happens in practice on a de facto basis. And this is done with a very detailed quantitative and qualitative analysis for both the establishment of a services initiative and the operation of a services firm to really try to identify what type of regulatory measures create and what type of problems for these countries. So this is basically it. Sorry, it's an overview of the issue of data and applications and trading services. Main messages, at least to me, are a lot of progress. Challenges ahead are terrible. We have to be humble here. We have to be pragmatic. We don't have trade and services is becoming more and more important, so we have to catch up and try to measure it better than we do today. And from this point of view, the joint work of international organizations, as we are having, as we are doing in NTMs and in the trade, in the case of trading services, is absolutely key, because only with this joint work we will be able to overcome these challenges. Thank you very much.